Good evening and welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is December 12th, 2019. Again, welcome. My name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to the call. This call is being recorded, and it will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using the healing codes effectively. So if you'll just let us know why you've called and share with us, that will make this call valuable to you and valuable to others who are listening. I would like to read the disclaimer, please, before we begin. Tonight's session of the healing codes, whole life healing, Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. And again, my name is Kay Spooner. The Healing Codes and Trilogy and others of Dr. Alex's products are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, we really encourage you to seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we focus our attention. Again, welcome. And again, Kay Spooner is my name, and I've been doing this now for 16 and a half years. Not just this call, but I've been working with Dr. Alex and the Healing Codes for 16 and a half years. And I'm glad to be with you this evening. And this will be my last call for the year. We will have one more session next Thursday night, the 19th, and then we will be off on the 26th, and we plan to resume then on January 2nd. So that's our projected schedule. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Appreciate you being here. I hope that you have brought along your questions and your comments and your experience to share with others, because that's what makes this call valuable. It's my usual plan, and I will proceed this evening the same way, to do a trilogy with you as we begin. Trilogy, if you're not familiar, is Dr. Alex's most recent full process for using the healing codes. And it does, as the name suggests, have three parts. Two of them are not healing code. The middle part is a healing code. So it's available under at dralexanderlloyd.com. And if you just do a search for trilogy training, you can find Dr. Alex teaching you how to do it. I will give some direction as we go through it this evening, and hope that you can follow along with us. And if you have questions about it, you're welcome to ask them when we're finished. And then that'll help us get started with questions. So we'll just plan to do it that way. First thing is, we all had things we were doing before we got on this call, and we have things we probably have planned after. Things that are might be interrupting our focus on what we're doing here. So first thing, just get yourself here with these people who are interested in doing this process or these processes, who are interested in healing themselves, interested in the spiritual side of their lives, getting those things positively aligned so that their best life can be lived. So that's who we are, I hope, and we hope you're here for those same kind of reasons. So know that there are others here who have been doing this for a long time, and there are others who are probably brand new to the process. So those who have been here for a long time, I appreciate them because they help with the call. They help add information when I've left something out or haven't emphasized maybe what the caller, the new questioner needs, or just give us opportunities to know that there are people who've been doing it for quite a long time now. And we appreciate those of you who are new, because that encourages us who've been doing it for a long time to remember that there are new people just learning, and that helps us to talk to others about it. We don't, sometimes we get to thinking that the things we've been doing for a long time everybody already knows about, so there's no point in telling anybody new. But we're encouraged by your beginning to be with us. So let us know about that too. So let's just begin with Trilogy. Get yourself comfortable. Make sure you're supported, because it'll take us a few minutes to do this process. Take a deep breath in and out. You may have to breathe out first to get some space. Good. Now just scan from the top of your head to your feet to just see where in your body you might be holding some tension. There might be pressure, or maybe even pain, a little discomfort, some tightness. Just notice. Okay. So as we begin, you will be focusing on whatever it is that's most in the way of your peace right now. Whatever thing is just causing you that little bit of upset, whatever thing comes to your mind right now, when I say what's most in the way of you being really at peace right this moment, that's what you'll focus on. And we'll put that in the prayer when we get to the healing code part in just a moment. First, we're going to do the tapping. So we start tapping at the inner eyebrow. So you go with me, and we'll go right through this process. And then the outer eyebrow near the temple. And under the eye, be very gentle so you don't bruise. Upper lip. Between the lower lip and chin. Now the collarbone right by the midline. And then the sore spot, which might be 2 or 3 inches down and 2 or 3 inches out towards your shoulder on your chest. Center of the chest. Under the arm. Below the nipple. Now on your hand, the side of your finger near your nail, we're doing first the thumb, and then the index finger, middle finger. Go around to the outer edge, the side away from you of your pinky, and then the karate spot on the side of your hand where you would hit with if you were doing a karate chop. Now go to the back of your hand on the about an inch up from the webbing between your pinky and your ring finger. We're going to tap there while we're doing these eye exercises. With your head still, eyes open, closed, open, look down left, look down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Now hum. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And hum. Okay. Thank you. Now we're going to start the healing code portion. And so we're going to start with both hands bridge. We're pointing all 10 fingers at the bridge, the space where your eyebrows would come together if they did. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are negative and have to do and are connected with that thing that's most bothering our peace right now, that those things be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, the light and life of God into our hearts and souls and selves. both hands, Adam's apple. Now, since I can quit talking for a second, I'll remind you to breathe with your diaphragm. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now we're going to touch our bodies. Palm at the base of your skull, left palm at the base of your skull, right palm on your forehead. These are Healing Code 2 positions, these next three. In case you're not familiar with them from the Healing Codes book. Now switch those positions, left palm on your forehead, right palm at the base of your skull. Now the final position of this group is both hands on your low belly. Put your left hand on your low belly with your thumb on your belly button. And then put your right thumb on top of your left thumb. Thumb pad to left thumbnail, and let your hands just fall on your low belly. Stacked up like that. Okay, now we'll begin the third portion, which deals with the governing and conception meridians. And we'll be working mostly with the conception meridian, which runs up the front of the body from the base of the torso to the upper lip. And then from there on over the top of the head down to the base of in the back is called the governing meridian. So we'll hit them both, but we can only reach so far on the governing meridian comfortably. So that's what we'll do. So just take both hands and move them right down to the base, as far down on your torso as you can. And we're going to start moving up slowly. We're in contact with the body. We're going to move up slowly, and we're going to ask that this river of energy that is be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow powerfully and freely through these energy centers. And sometimes I add and out into my heart and soul and self. So we're moving right up the midline, and now I'm almost to my throat. I'm going to go right up over the top of my head and down to the base of my skull, and that's as far as I can reach comfortably. So if you can do that comfortably, that's wonderful. If only one hand, you can do it farther than you can with both hands, that's okay too. And if you can't do that, if you can't get it, do any of this thing, if you'll picture it in your mind, that will help activate those things in your body. Now go back to the base again, the base of your torso in the front. And now we're going to go up a little slower. And we're going to kind of pay attention that there's a place that needs some more time to release some tension. Sometimes I describe this as it feels to me like I'm pushing a bubble, and that bubble, it gets uncomfortable and I need to stop and let the bubble dissipate. I'm not pushing hard enough that there would be a bubble that I'm actually pushing. It's just a sensation that tells me. It's the way my body communicates with me that spot needs more attention. So now I'm going on up to, I have stopped a couple times, now I'm going back on up to the heart area, and then I'm going to stop at the throat, Excuse me. And up to the top, to the crown, and then to the base of the skull. And we're going to hold there for a moment. Now we're going to take one more swipe from the base of the torso, and we're just going to move smoothly and relatively quickly right up that midline. And the throat and the forehead and the crown. And right over the top to the base of the skull. Okay, relax. Take another deep breath in and out. Take another scan from head to toe and see if anything you noticed before has changed at all. Okay. Thank you for joining me in that. Now, if there are questions about it or any other questions or comments you have, those of you who are taking part with and have come to the call with a keypad, you can press star 2 on your keypad, and that will raise a hand on my screen, and the little hand will have a number in it so I can keep track of who raised their hand first, and we'll go right through whoever wants to share with us. And I do encourage you, your questions and comments are what direct the call and what make it most valuable to you and even to those who will listen to it on the recording. So I encourage you again to do that. I'm just going to check for those who are on the webcast. There's a chat box that you can type into, and I will do my best to check. Every once in a while, it's on a different screen, so I need to remember to get there. But I will check and see if we've got input from those on the webcast. So if you do, please type it in, and we'll try to get there. I do have one submitted question that I was given, so let me just get right to that, hopefully. Okay. This person wrote in to ask a coach at thehealingcodes.com, so you can do that ahead of time if you want to, or if the timing is off. This person is from the UK, so it's kind of late there, and so it makes it so they can ask a question and then listen to the recording, so that's helpful too. So ask a coach at thehealingcodes.com is where you submit those questions. First, I've been told I'm in early menopause and can't find which code it is. She talks about symptoms she's having. So I looked that up, and yes, it does not. Our little directory does not list menopause specifically, but it relates some related symptoms. And so that would have to do with the endocrine system, which is love. So I would suggest that you use the category of love for working with that issue. And I would suggest you use the category of love more than the others, but not to the exclusion of the other categories. If I were going to work with these symptoms and this particular issue, I would use love probably twice as much during the day as any other code, but I would also use the other codes and put the same thing in the blank, except I would ask for any unforgiveness issues that are related to these symptoms, that they be found and healed, and that I'd ask for any harmful actions that have to do with these symptoms, that they be found and healed, and unhealthy beliefs, I would ask that they be found and healed, and move right on through all the other joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all the other categories. And I would do that one-third as much as I'm doing the love code. So that's how I would proceed through that. So that kind of answers the second question. The second question is, can I do two different codes on the same day? Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want. There's no wrong way to do the codes. The only wrong way is if you begin to think, I've got to do this, and if I don't do this, I'm bad, or I'm not doing it right, or adding stress to yourself. But we don't want you to add stress to yourself about healing codes. Doing this work, doing these processes, is giving yourself a gift. So take the gift, receive the gift. Don't make it work. Make it a blessing to yourself, and let it be. Let it be that. Because if you add stress to your life about how you're doing it, then that fills up your stress barrel, and then you've got more stuff to work on. So I just suggest you take that easy and know that you can do these however you want. There are people who code several times a day, and they do it for other people, and they do it for various issues for themselves, or there are people who do it once a day, or even, you know, every other day, or once a week, or whatever. But whatever you do, it is good for you. And the only reason it becomes not good for you is when it stresses you. So just hope that answers that question thoroughly. Probably too thoroughly. Okay. Checking again online. All right. I need to see some hands up now. Star 2. So for whatever reason you're here, we'd like to know. And we have a friend in New York. Good evening, Patricia. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kay. You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I think I have a problem with boundaries.
Oh!
Today was the annual holiday dessert bash at my office. And I'm sure I must have mentioned it last year and possibly the year before in the Healing Code call.
Yes.
Every year I go nuts with it. This year I must give myself a little credit because... Yeah.
What did you build this year?
I didn't build that's what I'm going to say. I didn't make a special project.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
I did do,
okay.
But I was still as busy as ever. But maybe I wasn't staying up till 3 a.m. and stuff. So that part was better. Because now I've been getting up at 6 and getting there at 8 and 8:30. So it's that part is different. Anyway, but I did do the labels and I helped Jane. I was her main assistant. And I could hardly walk at the end of the day. It was just, and because I thought she was going to, I think in previous years she had a lot more people helping her. And now people kind of sort of helped a little, but it was mostly me at the end washing those dishes and stuff. And the whole thing, I mean, the setup too, it was just crazy. But I also had to do my own unit party at work. And but it all falls on me somehow. And I kind of make it known in the beginning that I don't want any part of it, but I'm an administrative assistant, and it kind of just falls on that role somehow, for my unit party. And Janet's my friend, and I was just going to help her a little bit. All I was going to do was the labels, but I don't know how it ended up doing so much other stuff. It just did. But I don't know how to make it so that I don't take on these projects that are really terribly overwhelming and terribly stressful.
Is it?
I don't know how to make it so that I can just
for you to sign up more people to help you help her.
Well, it's not my place to sign people up for Janet's party. It was her place. I didn't know what was going on.
I
didn't know till the last.
I think I'd have a conversation with her and say, you know, this is too much. Shall I help you sign up some people to help next year, or how are we going to do this?
I thought she's a very good communicator, and she would ask for those who she wanted. Anyway, the thing is, she's leaving soon. That's sort of a secret. She's leaving. Because she doesn't want it announced yet. But I don't think people are going to.
I won't tell anybody who knows her, no.
I don't think it's a danger right now. I mean... Anyway, so she will be leaving soon, and I'm also going to be leaving hopefully by next June or July. So it's a mood issue in a way, but still the fact that I fall into these things, I mean, it used to be, I used to be with a group that I participated in, a spiritual group. I'm still with them, but we don't do what we used to do anyway. I used to also be the principal helper there. I noticed I got all involved in so many different things, and then other people wouldn't be doing a darn thing, and it was always me doing most of it. And again, going crazy, and a lot of it was my idea, but a lot of it, I don't know how it happened. But I'm just worried that, let's say, even if I do retire, something is going to fill that blank, that void, and I just need to be able to recognize in the first place when it's going to when it's going down that rabbit hole and just not go that way.
Okay.
I don't know how to, and I'm
laughing a little bit here, but it's not because you're funny.
It is funny.
It sounds like me. It sounds like me a lot.
Oh, you recognize yourself.
So, yes, I recognize myself. Because I'm a detailed person.
Uh-huh.
And so when things need to be done, then I get right down into the details of it. And other people don't, you know. Well, then that makes me uncomfortable with that they're not doing it like I would like it to have it done. So they get that they get that vibe from me. And so they just let me do it, you know.
Yeah.
If I could pull back and let what everybody else does be wonderful and not get myself involved in the details, then I wouldn't.
It's true. It is a question of standards, too. Yeah. For instance, Janet was ready to let certain things go at the end of the day, and I looked around at the different credenzas, and they were a mess. I was, we shouldn't leave it that way. She was so wiped out, though. She worked like a dog. We both did, actually. And
would it still have been that way tomorrow?
Yeah, we would have walked in, the deputy commissioner would have seen it, and it would not have been a good thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I see, yeah.
I mean, he might not have said anything, but you don't want to leave it that way.
Yeah, well, see, that's those of us who have those standards are those, you know, who have been trained to do it that way, or our hearts tell us that that's the way to do it. We have trouble not doing it that way. I mean, you know,
exactly.
We feel bad
even
if
though
it's not
I could
done
at
right.
that point, I could hardly. Kid you not? I'm not. I mean, I've had back issues for a while, and I had it in my mind that I couldn't stand in a certain in one place for more than a few minutes. I was on my feet all day, and at that sink too. I was able to do it, which was nice and all that. But I was a wreck. I mean, just doing this stuff.
Yeah. Well, the next thing I would say, Patricia, is quit beating yourself up about it and quit being negative about it. Just say, yay, I made it through that day, even though I'm really wiped out.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to code myself so I can go to sleep and really rest and be ready to go tomorrow. So,
Well, I told my boss I'm coming in. I'm aiming for noon. I'm not aiming for the morning.
There you go.
And then I have to go in tomorrow and clean up my desk because there's all this stuff, you know, on my desk area about the party.
Yeah. Yeah, now you got to go take care of your own stuff. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to participate in those affairs anymore. And
well,
now she's talking
maybe you don't
about,
have
you know,
to.
She's, well, the thing is here, it was funny at one point. She said, you know, she's retiring and going to her country, her own country, her native land, but she's going to come back to visit sometimes and look, get a load of this. She had, when she first saw my apartment a few years ago, she couldn't believe it. She loved it. It's only a very modest studio apartment, one basic living room, but she loved it for some reason, and she said she couldn't wait to throw a party in it. Now, she's going to come back from her country, and she wants to, and she even mentioned, as tired as we were, we took a break at the end of the party and went into a conference room, and she's talking about coming back up to New York and helping me with, quote, my event. What even? I get it. I don't want an event. I don't want an event.
Yeah, you tell me the name of your. You tell me the name of your caterer and your cleaners, and I will. I will be sure, you know, that they get it, that they can get in when it's time to serve.
Yeah, I mean,
how's that?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so I need, so it's, you see that it's not just because she's retiring, I never have to worry about this again. I need to be able to draw the line in my life about what I'm willing to do and not do.
Well,
and is there
a
code for that?
Well, would it be self-control?
I guess so, right? I mean,
yeah,
that sounds
yeah.
like the most logical one, controlling
yeah.
your own life.
Humility and self-control. So let me
yeah.
tell you why I'm putting humility there.
Yeah.
Because those of us who are detail-oriented people, like I think you and I both are, have difficulty not, well, we define ourselves and whether or not we're okay by whether or not the details are all in order.
Yeah.
And that's not true. You know, the truth is we're okay. And it doesn't matter if everything's done exactly like we want it to be.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bother the other people around it, you know, we need to let it go. But, you know, and sometimes that takes practice. Sometimes it takes practice to go off and leave something looking different than it would if it was yours, you know. Because I learned this in high school, be the job great or small, if you do it too well, you get stuck with it all.
Oh, wow, what a saying.
Yeah, I had that in my high school locker. And and somebody else saw it one day and said, oh, is that the way you feel about it? And I said, well, yeah, kind of. So, you know, but because of that, because it needed to be done in a certain way in order for me to feel okay about it.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I needed to do it. But,
wow.
you know, over time, that gets to be more and more
overwhelming.
Of a burden.
Yeah,
you know, specifically if the job gets, you know, if the projects are bigger and bigger. So I would say humility and self-control, because we are not how much we get done of the details.
Mm.
We are okay, even if all the details don't get done like we want them to be. So that's a truth that fits in humility. And then the self-control one. You know, that is, well, I know this about myself, so I'm going to make this other decision and see if we can. And then practice, you know. You're going to probably, over time, you'll be involved with other new groups of people that you're not involved with now. Help them not to see if you can hide that person that has to do everything.
Yeah.
See if you can keep them from knowing.
Yeah, keep my.
That they've got one of those in their midst.
Yeah, no, it's about.
And if
me,
you can't, if
myself,
you know, if
I
you
need
can't,
to heal that
comfortable.
Deep, yes.
Then
it's the theoretically, I don't mind helping a little bit, doing something, doing pulling
not.
My weight, but it ends up being the other. It ends up being the whole darn thing.
Well, and I know in my case, it's because when somebody else does it, I go around behind them and fix it. So. You know, they just quit doing it, and I understand that.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I ask for it.
Yeah, I guess in my way I do too. Gosh. All right.
And
thanks.
People always feel better if there's somebody in charge that they know something's going to get done, even if they help a little.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
A lot of people, you know, will help a little if they know there's somebody that knows how to put it all together.
Right.
And I think you're that person.
No, I'm not, actually. It was Janet's idea and Janet's party, and the other party was my boss Jeanette's idea. First, she went around the unit and asked everybody if we wanted to go out to the restaurant for the holiday celebration like we did last year, and I was the only one who put up my hand for that, or if she wanted, or if everybody wanted to bring in a dish. So everyone wanted to bring in something, so we ended up doing it, but I had to end up coordinating it, and it was...
Sure.
So much work.
I don't
enter these things willingly.
I can see that vote happening. I can just see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought we had a nice time last year.
Yeah. Let's,
we went
let's
to
go
a
out. I know what's going to happen if we stay here.
Yeah, I did know, and it was the case.
Yep.
So,
okay.
But I'm retiring too, so that's the end of that.
Good for you.
But
good
thanks.
For you.
I will work on the self-control and I guess humility too.
Okay.
For that. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you that those are the right
Well, self-control sounds right. Humility, well, I know where you're coming from on that. I really do. But I'm thinking of when I did let go of some of the things in past parties, those labels looked like, I don't even want to say the word, started writing their own name on it instead of me typing it in a beautiful font. You know, some people, it was awful. Awful.
How much difference, forgive me, but how much difference did it make?
Well, to me it meant a lot because it was a work of art, the labels I made. I can't even tell you.
Right, right.
I'll send you some
But
pictures.
How much difference did it make to them?
I have no idea in that. Not even my concern.
There you go.
All I know is how I feel. I guess they didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, people don't care, but I do care.
Totally do.
And I was hired to make the labels, and I want to do it right. Anyway, so I'll work on those issues. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you. Others may not know, but Patricia makes such big projects for herself during these parties sometimes that it just adds to all that. And I think you've made a really good step, Patricia, in not assigning yourself a big project this year to go with it. So that's great. Okay, we need another hand up. Sorry if we got too personal there with that, but I don't think it is. When something like that's bothering us, sometimes we can't see what the category might be. And so having somebody else listen to us might be helpful in determining that. Okay, I see some names here that I have not seen on Thursday nights before. So I would appreciate those of you who are maybe new to the process or new to this call, if you would let us know what you hope to get from it, so maybe we can fulfill that. We would like to encourage you to come again to the call, so I'd like to be able to help you while you're here. So star 2 will raise your hand so we can answer, or so we can talk about whatever it is. This is a season for overwhelm. And so I think maybe that's going to be our general code later. I often code at the end of a call on whatever subject has come up for discussion more than some other. But I'm feeling like it might be overwhelm. I overwhelm financially, overwhelm time-wise, overwhelm relationship-wise. Sometimes overwhelm in with grief or the feeling of loss or that kind of thing based on experiences of the holidays or family that's not there any longer or whatever kinds of things have changed. So I think that might be where we're headed in a little while. But I would be really pleased to hear some of your experience with healing codes or some of your questions or what you hope to gain from using these processes, trilogy and memory engineering and the love code. I would mention to those who are new that you will gain great benefit from using the evaluations on the first page of DrAlexanderLloyd.com. Down a little ways, it has Relationship Issues Finder, Heart Issues Finder, and Success Issues Finder. The Relationship Issues Finder is a really thorough, and I don't want to say that in a way that makes it sound like it takes a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of time. But the results from it are very thorough in how the different categories work together in some descriptions of symptoms like pain or fear or those kinds of things that aren't really a category by themselves in the healing codes. So the relationship issues finder is takes you 10 to 15 minutes, and if it takes you longer than that, you've thought about it too much. You need to go through it pretty quickly so and just get the first reaction to the answers. And then you'll get an email back that has a printable report, and you can learn a lot about yourself and about the categories and about what the emotions and the negative emotions and the negative body functions, et cetera, are related to those categories. And it can help you have a marker to mark so that you can know if you're getting more healthy in those areas. So it'll have a scaled score from minus 10 to plus 10, and you'll know about each category and each combination of categories, and then you can work on the ones that are have the most negative score, the lowest score, and bring them up and then see change in the others. So that's a really excellent tool, and it's free, and it's really valuable. I encourage you to use it with whatever process you're using of Dr. Alex's, whether it's one or two or three of the processes, or doesn't matter, but it will be a good barometer for you, a good measure, a way for you to see the change, especially those of us who have difficulty seeing change. Some of us come to this processes because we've been very ill for a long time and nothing's worked. And when that is true, often it takes a while to get a change in those symptoms, whether they're emotional or relational or physical. The healing we're doing is on a spiritual level, so it takes time for that to be, it often takes time for that to be manifest into the physical or emotional or relational areas. So we can see by the relationship issues finder, for instance, that things are changing when maybe outwardly we can't see that change yet. So that's another good thing that it's helpful for. Okay, I really need a hand up. Star 2, please. And tell me why you're here and how we can help. Yes, Patricia?
It's me again. I just thought, since no one else was talking, I'd mention to you the progress I've actually made over the year. I briefly alluded to the fact that I'm getting to work earlier. It was inspired by the fact of daylight savings ending on, I think, November 4th was the first work day that it was over. I like to leave the office when it's still light because, I still have the bike issue to a degree where I'm afraid of. Anyway, so I like to leave when it's light. And so I put in for an earlier schedule, which they said, sure. So I'm shocked that I was actually able to do it. I was getting to work at 8:30 in the morning instead of 9. But the funny thing is, when my time used to be 9, I was always late. I was like 9:10, 9:20, sometimes 9:34. It was like it was hard to get there at 9. But it's so much better getting there at 8:30. I actually get there at 8:30. And I go to bed at a more decent hour, too. The whole thing, because I can't mess around with that, as I know I'm not going to be able to function if I don't get a certain amount of sleep. And I also don't mess around getting up in the morning. I used to put the alarm on snooze a couple of times, and I had all the time in the world. And it wasn't like that, but in my mind it was for some reason. But now that I get there earlier, I don't mess around with snoozing. I know I have to get up to get there so that I can leave when it's still light.
But now the funny thing is it's no longer light at 4:30, so now I had to put in for 8 to 4. But I haven't I asked for it this week, and they granted it. They said, go ahead. But the thing is, I haven't done it yet because of the party, the crazy party.
Sure.
My whole hour, my hours were all different for that because there was so much to pack and bring, and it was just, I got there when I got there, and I left a lot later than they paid me for, but that was different this week. But starting next week, I actually got to work at 8:15 this morning, which I have an hour commute, so that's big for me. This is a big change. And a year ago, I don't think I could have done it. But, I have been coding, you know. And now this week I started actually coding before I even get out of the darn bed, because that's the only way sometimes it's going to happen, is if I start the day knowing that that's the most important thing to set the tone. So I get up. I wake up, the alarm wakes me up, and then in bed, I'm still lying down, and I do my, I'm going through the categories, and but I had to go back, I backtracked to peace because I knew I needed peace this week, so that did help. And one thing I have noticed for years with the codes is if I do code, then any work I do have to do after that falls into place so much better than if I don't code. So that did help me tremendously, whatever I said about that party before. I mean, if I hadn't been coding, I don't know how it would have ended up, but I was able to. The fact that I was even able to stand up all those hours, whether or not it hurt, which it did, but the fact that I could even do it was kind of amazing. I mean, the coding gives you energy and reserves that you didn't know you had. That's my story.
Excellent.
One of them.
That's your story, you're sticking to it. I'm glad. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm still not seeing any hands, and I'm not seeing anything typed into the chat boxes on the other page. So that means, as far as I know, I've talked quite a lot this evening. I think we'll just code again together for overwhelm. And it's whatever it is that's overwhelming to us right now. Relationship issues or grief or money things or stuff to be done or whatever it is. So if you'll join me, we will ask that that be found and healed in us. So now we're going to start tapping again at the inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, on the hand, now the thumb, index finger, middle finger, the outside of the pinky, and the karate spot. And now the back of the hand, we're going to do the 9G with the eyes. Eyes open, close, open, head still, look down left, down right, up and over to down left, and back up and over to down right. Hum. Mm-hmm, Count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hum. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing code portion. Start with both hands bridge, and we ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are negative, that are connected with overwhelm in whatever areas we're experiencing it, would be found and opened and healed
by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand palm at the base of the skull, right palm on the forehead. Switch hands, left palm at the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Both hands, low belly, thumbs on your belly button. Now we'll do the final part with the meridians and the chakras. Here we go. From the base of the torso, we're moving up. We ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant, filled with the light and love and life of God, that it will flow through balanced and open energy centers. Moving right up and over top of the head to the base of the skull. Return to the base of the torso. This time go a little slower and notice if some spot needs a little more attention. Over the top to the base of the skull. And one more finishing off time. Start at the base of the torso, and here we go. Right up, up and up and up, and chin and forehead, and over the top to the base of the skull. And relax, and deep breath in and out. Okay. Are there any comments or questions before we call it a night? Don't want anybody to leave wishing they'd said something. Okay. Since I won't talk with you again before the holiday, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. And I will resume on... January 16th. There'll be Linda and Annika between then and now and then. So, God bless you all. Good evening. I'm going to open the lines. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Kay, and thank you for the sacred work.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good night and Merry Christmas.
Okay. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.